two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. A demolition crew has been tearing down what is left of a home in the Suncrest community after the majority of the home slid off the mountainside over the weekend. It's part of the plan to protect other nearby homes from damage. KSL News Radio's Adam Small with what's happening now.
Crews are taking down what's left of one of the homes that slid, basically a garage door, cement foundation, and the sides of a couple of rooms. Draper City Mayor Troy Walker says they're not only excited to move forward with the cleanup effort, they're actually feeling more optimistic about saving the houses on either side of the ones that slid.
The engineers are saying that the one to the east is that they think it's pretty on solid ground, and they think most of this home is, and they can shore up what's not.
But there is still a little anxiety among neighbors like Tim Beery, who, despite being on more solid ground across the street, are still watching this all happen in their own backyard.
We're fairly confident, but no, I mean, you do worry. You see that right across the street.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Mayor Walker is telling Dave and Dujanovic that the city is making sure people stay away from that work zone.
So we're fulfilling the public safety role right now, and we're also, our engineer, our city engineer, is working with Edge, you know, about the slope, and they're having discussions about how they're going to remediate it ultimately.
After the cleanup is complete at the top of the hill, Walker says Edge Homes will focus on shoring up a neighboring home that is considered in danger. Then they will come up with a plan for how to clean up what slid down the mountain. What are your rights as a homeowner if something catastrophic like the slide in Draper happens to your home? KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports.
When you build a home, KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis says you do have a right to assume that the experts got it right.
I mean, homeowners have the right to expect that their builder and the engineers and the city planners did their job.
Homeowners insurance would be a first line of recourse. Edge Home says they are working to compensate slide victims in Draper. Skordis says in the case of what happened there,
certainly there are things that happen that could be unforeseen, and that's what the engineers are going to look at now, is whether this is something that was completely out of the realm of being foreseeable.
The homeowners believe problems started way before the slides. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
We've learned today about the cause of death for J.J. Vallow, the son of Lori Vallow Daybell. In new testimony today, the 7-year-old was reported killed by having a bag put over his head and ultimately died from the lack of air. Vallow Daybell is accused of killing him and his sister, Tylee Ryan, and conspiring in the death of Tammy Daybell, her current husband's former wife. Court testimony indicated that she also died of asphyxiation. KSL's top national stories. The suspect in the murder of four University of Idaho students is still waiting for his first hearing as attorneys work to subpoena someone they say can clear his name. Attorney Jason Lubar spoke to ABC's Kana Whitworth and also confirms Brian Koberger's expulsion from the criminal justice PhD program at Washington State.
At what point were his parents made aware that he had been expelled from this program?
It's my understanding and belief that his father and quite possibly both his parents became aware prior to going out to Washington State to pick him up.
So you're saying that Michael knew that his son was being expelled from the university before he went to go get him. Then during this cross-country road trip, he bragged to an Indiana State trooper that his son was a teacher there.
I believe so.
His former public defender there says that Koberger's father in the past reported his son to police for reasons that he is not explaining. A new report from the FBI shows the number of active shooter incidents dropped slightly last year, but more people got hurt from them.
Americans are overwhelmed with the number of mass shootings each week, But the FBI report measures something slightly different, active shooters, where one or more person is trying to kill people in a populated area. The good news is the number dropped by 18% last year, but those shooters wounded significantly more people, nearly 70 more, for a total of 313 active shooter gunshot injuries in America.
That is ABC's Andy Field reporting. The U.S. is ramping up its efforts to keep North Korea from firing nuclear weapons at South Korea. The Biden administration now says it plans to send a nuclear submarine to South Korea for the first time in 40 years. The U.S. and South Korea will also work to strengthen their military training and create a nuclear consultation group. KSL Sports. Utah Jazz rookie Walker Kessler is getting some end-of-season praise. Kessler ended up third in the voting for Rookie of the Year. Kessler was the 22nd pick of the 2022 NBA Draft. Another group is hoping for an MLB team to come to Utah. The Olympic Committee. Fraser Bullock, president and CEO of Utah's bid committee, says it could help more people get tickets.
Providing more opportunities for our citizens to get tickets to events is always something that is on the top of our mind.
He says it's possible they could use the stadium for things like the Big Air snowboarding competition or maybe even an all-new medals plaza, but there are no guarantees at this point. First look, traffic. Ricky Meese, those are some big tires on the road.
They're huge, and it takes special equipment to be able to move them. This is the debris from the rollover crash in West Valley City, and we still have the ramp closed due to clearing of this crash from northbound Mountain View Corridor to connect to eastbound on the 21st South Freeway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
Many of us are voting for candidates because we're afraid of the opposition.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs that will significantly reduce the amount you owe if you qualify. Accredited Debt Relief has helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. For this free information, call 800-786-3400. That's 800-786-3400.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. Right now, crews are getting ready to demolish the remaining structure of a home that slid off the mountainside in Draper. Draper's mayor, Troy Walker, says they're not only excited to move forward with the cleanup effort, they are feeling more optimistic about saving the houses on either side of the ones that slid down that mountainside. KSL News Time, 12:07. New mortgage rules are set to take effect on Monday, and it's not necessarily good news if you have a higher credit score. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis with more.
A lot of people are paying attention to these new rules because they do go into effect May 1st, and they're part of an effort to make home buying more affordable for those who are limited by wealth or income. Among these changes, people who have lower credit scores may get more of a break with those upfront fees when it comes to buying. People with higher credit scores will still pay less, but they may not get as much of a break. So in real terms, how this is going to look on a mortgage of $300,000, if you have a credit score of 659, you could save about $3,750 in closing costs. Whereas if you have a credit score of 740 or higher, you might pay $375 more. The Urban Institute says on average, this is going to be an increase of about $10 a month. Most mortgages will not see a major impact. Now, keep in mind, these new rules apply only to loans from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Critics say that it penalizes people with higher credit. They make them pay more. But the organization changing the rules, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, they say there are many factors in play, like the amount of money of a down payment, and many borrowers may actually see no change at all.
The Urban Institute reports that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's share of the mortgage market was about 60% of all new mortgages. Home prices rose for the first time in months in February, according to some new data. Prices were up 2% year over year. Zillow said in a statement that the bump in home prices might mean a return to normal for the spring home buying season. And in Utah, it's hard to buy a house. Financial website MoneyWise says Utah is in the top 10 hardest places to buy a house. You would need around $70,000 on average for a down payment on a $544,000 home. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. We are learning the cause of Tylee Ryan's death, Lori Vallow Daybell's daughter. In testimony in the courtroom just moments ago, we heard Tylee's death has been ruled a homicide, but they don't know the cause of her death. Now, you want to stay tuned to KSL News Radio for the latest on this trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky, that problem on Mountain View is quite a problem. I mean, just to see those huge tires on the road and how they would possibly even move those.
It's actually quite a miracle when those tires came loose from the truck pulling them. That they, when they rolled down the side of that hill, it's a miracle it didn't they didn't strike any other vehicles or cause any other damage in traffic. But that is what we're dealing with right now. It is not emergency traffic, despite the visual impact of how bad this crash looks. But there are no delays on the 21st South Freeway. That is the good news. Eastbound travel on the 201 approaching and passing the Mountain View Corridor junctions, you're looking good. But it's the ramp from northbound Mountain View to eastbound SR-201 that is still closed to traffic, and it's going to be closed for quite some time. We have a KSL traffic trooper reporting a two-car collision under the I-215 overpass at Knutson's Corner, and in Midvale, an accident reported about 7700 South Center Square. That's about 150 West. The American Heart Association believes all mothers deserve quality care. They thank the governor's office for helping pass legislation extending postpartum Medicaid coverage. Visit YouReTheCure.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Yesterday's low pressure has now snuck off to the east. Today, we go 10 degrees warmer. How about 64 mostly sunny skies? Overnight lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, 72, breezy. And then a backdoor cold front overnight Thursday will chop temperatures into the upper 60s on Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And it's really a beautiful day. Temperature inching up, now 57 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, we're spending more money at restaurants than we are at the grocery store. We'll dive into that coming up next on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Your taxes are going up, and these higher taxes could be devastating for your retirement savings. Don't be a sitting duck. Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. This free, customized analysis could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes when you retire. But time is running out, so don't wait. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Quarters. Just 25 cents. That's hardly anything, right? The retirement specialists at Capital Wealth Advisors see quarters a little differently. A quarter is a lot when it's a quarter of your retirement savings. Do you want to pay 25% or more in taxes during your retirement? Capital Wealth Advisors can create a plan to help address taxes in retirement. If the only time you think about taxes is when you file them, you do not have a tax strategy. But it's not too late to get one with the help from Capital Wealth Advisors. Act now to make sure you're not paying a quarter, dime, or even a penny more than you should. Call the team at Capital Wealth Advisors at 801-210-5500 to schedule your complimentary retirement tax analysis. A quarter saved is a quarter earned. Call 801-210-5500 now. That's 801-210-5500. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor.
This May brings the Utah Opera season finale that's been turning heads all year long. The Revolution of Steve Jobs, an opera as innovative as its inspiration. Steve Jobs changed our world forever. Now, his story takes the stage. Discover the human behind the devices we use every day. His genius, his complexities, and his flaws. In a performance so convincing, you'll be half certain you're witnessing the man himself. With rave reviews across North America, this must-see Grammy Award winner comes to Utah. Thoroughly modern, sung in English, and running 90 minutes, rethink everything you know about opera. Be there for the Salt Lake City premiere of The Revolution of Steve Jobs, May 6th through 14th at Janet Quinney Lawson Capitol Theater. Tickets start at $30, half off for anyone under 30, at utahopera.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
crews are taking down what's left of one of the homes that slid off the mountain in Draper, but there's now some optimism about saving the houses on either side. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, we are learning that J.J. Vallo died of asphyxiation. A forensic pathologist also testified in court today that there were signs the seven-year-old struggled. Third, traffic and weather together. Let's begin with Ricky Meese.
It's in West Valley City where we have a ramp closed from northbound Mountain View Corridor to go to eastbound on the 21st South Freeway due to a crash with debris. All lanes of travel are open eastbound SR 201 approaching and passing Mountain View. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll feel the influence of high pressure running 10 degrees warmer than yesterday. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 57 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a joint briefing this hour in the Rose Garden, President Biden and South Korean President Yoon renewing their alliance and shared goals to keep North Korea from ramping up nuclear threats.
The choices we make today, I believe, are going to determine the direction of our world and the future of our kids for decades to come. That's why this partnership is so important, Mr. President, because we share the same values.
Agreements outlined include increased military drills in the South China Sea. The debate over the debt ceiling set for a showdown today in the House. Speaker Kevin McCarthy's bill calls for more than $4 trillion in federal spending cuts to raise the debt limit, a measure that may not pass the House, let alone the Senate.
After a marathon overnight House Rules Committee review and major changes to Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt ceiling bill, McCarthy left a closed-door meeting Wednesday confident his party will back the plan. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise saying a full vote could come as soon as today. But there are holdouts, including South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace and Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett. McCarthy can only afford four Republican no's to advance the bill. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
In Florida, the battle between Disney and Governor Ron DeSantis heating up.
Disney is suing Ron DeSantis and the board he handpicked to oversee future Disney World operations for retaliation. Walt Disney Company, which owns ABC News, has filed a lawsuit in the Northern District of Florida against the Florida governor and board members, alleging that DeSantis has orchestrated a targeted campaign of government retaliation that jeopardizes its economic future and violates its constitutional rights. The Disney-DeSantis animosity began when Disney spoke out against the so-called Don't Say Gay bill that prohibits public schools from discussing gender identity or sexual orientation in certain grades.
ABC's Sherry Preston reporting. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We're spending more money eating at restaurants than we are at the grocery store. Melva Sine with Utah Restaurant Association says customers are finally coming back to the restaurant and the prices may really be that different.
If you look at the figures in the restaurant industry for 2022, our costs went up 9.3%. And in the grocery industry in 2022, 11.4%. So it still makes it so that you don't have any dishes to do. You don't have the time it takes. You just and our lives are busy, and we're getting back into that mobility. And so I think the restaurant industry is, you know, benefiting from that. But at the same time, things were much more expensive for us, too, in the restaurant industry. So, yep, everyone is having to raise prices. It's just who's raising prices quicker or, you know, doing that kind of thing. Because restaurants still haven't totally recovered from the pandemic in terms of employment, in terms of supply chain and inflation. All those issues are still issues for our industry.
Sign says takeout is still very popular, but they are seeing more and more people wanting to sit down together at the restaurant. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. The latest with Ricky Meese.
Freeway traffic actually seeing a good drive, no delays, but we will have this ramp closed for a while. This is the ramp with a rollover crash and debris. This is northbound Mountain View Corridor to go eastbound on the 21st South Freeway. They're likely not going to open that up for at least another half an hour or so. All of the Valley Freeway seeing good speeds, but we do have the final cleanup of a crash in Midvale at about 7700 South 150 West. Price's Doors, replace your worn or broken garage door with a beautifully secure, elegant garage door. And in April, you'll receive a free operator with purchase. Go to pricesdoors.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast, 64 today, mostly sunny skies, goes to 72 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and breezy. 69 on Friday, mostly sunny, goes 76 on Saturday, 82 on Sunday, Monday 84, partly cloudy skies. We then drop it back to the low 80s as we work into Tuesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, 55 degrees. And the seven-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Dow is down by more than 200 points after some share losses for some big companies like Honeywell. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
A romantic evening. Well, she's the one for you. She always has been. Reservations, someplace nice, intimate conversation, laughter, a little flirting, anticipation, and then the pressure, the anxiety of what's to come. Problems with intimacy are more common than you think. And who wants to schedule romance around those dreaded pills that often just lead to a headache? Plan a visit to Wasatch Medical Clinic. They're helping couples restore intimacy with the most proven form of wave technology. It's backed by 50 clinical studies, including the Cambridge University. You can now regain your love life without the headaches of, well, you get the idea. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam and ultrasound be free, they'll also include free testosterone. That's a $650 value. And it's free for those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify and take the planning out of your relationship. 801-901-8000.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured, so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Want to annihilate payroll problems? Wipe them out with Paycom. Paycom torches timesheet errors like a flamethrower. Whoa! Obliterates overtime blunders like a wrecking ball. Holy mackerel! And PTO problems? Paycom leaves them pulverized. Wow! Because with Paycom, employees do their own payroll right in the Paycom app. They find and fix errors before payroll submission, so HR can tackle important stuff, like performance incentives and retaining top producers so your people can crush their goals. And with Paycom, employees enter and manage their own HR info, like onboarding, tax setup, and benefits enrollment. It's all in one powerful software with ironclad security.
Stop doing that!
Sick of HR and payroll headaches? Don't just eliminate them. Demolish them! At Paycom.com.
KSL News Time 1224. Another inmate has escaped from a Mississippi jail that's had a lot of escapes recently.
Hinds County, Mississippi officials blame a short-handed and overworked staff for the rash of breakouts. Sheriff Tyree Jones says he's about 50 jailers short of what he needs.
But of course, that's no excuse. Again, we have accepted accountability regarding what happened.
One of the prisoners who broke out on Saturday is thought to have killed a man during a carjacking after his escape. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 1225, watching Utah's money. Boeing will make more 737 MAX planes soon, about seven more a month to be exact. This comes after the airplane maker reported its revenue jumping 28% year over year. Boeing hopes to get its best-selling airplanes to its customers faster as there is a rebound in air travel. KSL Drives, Honda is announcing its plans to sell a new electric car in the U.S. by 2025. The car will use Honda's own EV technology, not relying on GMs like they currently are. Now, the car maker describes it as a mid to large car, but won't give any other details. Target is starting to offer curbside returns. The service is called Drive Up, and right now it's only available at about 2,000 stores across the nation. You can expect it at all stores by the end of the summer. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 182 points. It's a full 0.5%, sitting at 33,349. S&P is down by 10. The NASDAQ, though, it's up by 84 points. The last 24 hours have brought four more bird strikes for airliners in the U.S.
All four bird strikes were in Texas, one in Corpus Christi and another in McAllen on Tuesday, affecting Southwest and American Airlines flights. And then on Tuesday evening in Houston, two United flights had to return to George Bush Intercontinental after hitting birds on takeoff. One was heading to Las Vegas, the other to Santiago. Bird strikes, while they can be dangerous, are not uncommon. Last year, there were 17,000 bird strikes for airplanes in the U.S. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Two Draper homeowners lose everything.
Their homes literally slid off the mountain over the weekend.
And a community steps in to help.
Strangers, neighbors, friends, board members.
Get the latest on this developing story.
A couple other homes had to be evacuated, and it's growing and growing.
Homeowners put trust in the engineers. They put trust in the builders that they know what they're doing.
The truth of the matter is, this is a ravine.
Mornings and afternoons this week on KSL News Radio, your all-day companion for news.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor Mortgages Made Simple. FHA has announced a significant reduction in mortgage insurance rates. This can be a game changer for some people. FHA rates are typically lower than conventional mortgage rates. Combine this with lower mortgage insurance and FHA is worth a look. FHA is especially attractive for low down payment, cash out, or credit issues. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer, and you can refinance into or out of an FHA loan. Another attractive feature of an FHA loan is the ability to streamline refinance when rates come down. No appraisal needed, limited documentation, and low cost helps you lower your payment with minimal fuss. Call us today. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289-115.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives but what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 1229, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
We still have the ramp closed due to a rollover crash in West Valley City. It's the ramp from northbound Mountain View to go to eastbound on the 21st South Freeway. They're hoping to have that open any minute now, but we'll keep an eye on it. It likely could take a little bit longer. The main flow of the 201 is in good shape. We also have a little bit of construction that is causing reduced speeds. Don't be surprised if you see some slower speeds northbound on the east belt approaching and passing 4500 South, as well as State Street going northbound through South Salt Lake, about 3900 to 3300 South. Divorce stress, mediation means no expensive attorneys, no courtrooms, and difficult divorces can be completed in less than 1 month. Go to UtahDivorceMediation.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A Pacific high pressure system will make its presence known today. We'll go 64 for a high, mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. And for tomorrow, 72, breezy, partly cloudy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 55 degrees. Join KSL in the movie show this Friday, 9 to noon at the Salt Lake NPS store at 1600 Empire Road. That is npsstore.com.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this hour. New numbers show Lake Powell could go up 70 feet this season. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
The Bureau of Reclamation now saying it's a range, but that's how much they expect the lake to rise by June. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says if that happens, Castle Rock Cut could open,
which is a huge shortcut from the marina at Waweep that will get you to Padre Bay much shorter time than what you have to do now.
A 70-foot rise could also open up Antelope Point Public Launch Ramp.
So that is huge news because that hasn't been open probably the last 2 years.
So start planning your summer trip. In reality, though, these numbers are a range. The lake could rise anywhere from 50 to 90 feet. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, up north, emergency crews are closely monitoring several creeks and rivers as the temperatures rise this week. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
City Creek, Mill Creek, and Parley's Creek are all being closely watched by the Salt Lake County Emergency Management Department. Warmer temperatures will increase the water levels, but the department doesn't think this weekend will entail anything catastrophic. However, Utah's weather does continue to affect homeowners, two families losing their homes in Draper in a slide, and a Woods Cross homeowner saying his home is literally sinking into the earth.
The spring runoff has already led to some dangerous flooding, and the season has just begun. Homeless advocates are getting worried about safety because of floodwaters. KSL News Radio's Amy Kopabe reports.
Many of the areas with high risk of flooding are also where many unsheltered people live in homeless camps. Think along Immigration, Big and Little Cottonwood, and Mill Creeks. The danger is even worse right now, according to advocates, because the warming temperatures means many overflow resource centers are closing. But Salt Lake City officials tell KSL.com it's not just about space. They don't have the staff or money to keep overflow open for longer.
There are currently no camps set up in the high-risk areas. And if you feel that our rainstorms have been more intense in recent years, you are right. A new study shows rain is coming down heavier than 50 years ago. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly reports.
Climate Central reports the Earth's temperature has risen 2.5 degrees since 1970. And scientists say that means the air can hold 4% more moisture for every 1 degree the globe rises. Translation, when it does rain, it is coming down faster and more intensely than in previous years.
The study says the rain is coming down 44% heavier. The heavier rain leads to flash flooding and landslides, even in areas of drought. Developing news at this hour. We are learning more this afternoon about how Lori Vallow Daybell's two children died. Both J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan's deaths were ruled homicides. The forensics pathologist testifying in court today says Tylee's cause of death could not be determined beyond that it was homicide. Meantime, J.J.'s death was caused by asphyxiation from a plastic bag over his head. Stay tuned to KSL News Radio for the latest on the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. KSL's top national stories. Disney is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The lawsuit alleges the governor tried to use his political acumen to hurt Disney's business. Now, this is all started when Disney came out against a bill in Florida that would limit discussion in schools about sexual orientation and gender identity. KSL News Time, 12:33. Another state legislature is making moves to kick out or quiet a vocal lawmaker. Here's ABC Sherry Preston with the latest on the fight going on in Montana.
Chants of "Let her speak" filling the state house in Helena after trans lawmaker Zoe Zephyr was silenced for speaking out against bills that would deny gender-affirming health care for minors in Montana, define sex based on reproductive systems only, and bar minors from drag shows. Zephyr telling ABC Start Here she's been taking calls all week,
including one family whose trans teenager attempted suicide while listening to one of the hearings.
After saying lawmakers had blood on their hands, Zephyr wasn't allowed to speak on the House floor. Today, she'll be the center of a vote to either censure her or expel her from the legislature.
Now the vote is...
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Excuse me, Sherry. The vote is coming up at 1 o'clock. North Dakota's governor signed a bill that limits bathroom access for transgender people. This means restrooms and shower rooms will be designated for by males and females. Transgender people would need to get approval to use the bathroom that matches their gender identity. House Republicans are poised to vote on a bill to raise the debt ceiling but also cut spending. Republicans want to make sure that the U.S. doesn't default on their loans, and Democrats don't want to see SNAP benefits cut. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says that there is room for both.
There may be a way to combine the two, but right now let's do the debt ceiling and have an understanding that there can be discussions and conversations and even negotiations about what the total spending limit should be going forward in the next budget.
Republicans have also urged the president to have a negotiation on spending before raising the debt ceiling. First look traffic, let's check in again with Ricky Meese.
It's actually a delay-free drive on the Valley freeways, but we do have this accident still having the ramp closed from northbound Mountain View Corridor to go eastbound on the 21st South Freeway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
Families getting help from the entire community.
Wait till you hear what artificial intelligence can do.
In your home, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I hear your talk about a lifetime service guarantee. Free? Really? Please help me avoid all your fine print and be honest about what free means. You understand that we should be very wary of a free offer? Signed, Skeptical. Hi, Skeptical. I remember 22 years ago when we started PC Laptops and our lifetime service guarantee. People thought it was too good to be true. Well, you know, after a decade, people started believing me a little bit. But you know, it's been 22 years of having the privilege to serve our friends and neighbors like you. Our lifetime service guarantee has become the most trusted warranty in the industry. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop computer, and they start at only $29 a month. Check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Here's to seeing you soon, Skeptical.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. New numbers show Lake Powell could go up 70 feet this season. The Bureau of Reclamation says it's a range, but that's how they expect the lake to rise by June. KSL News Time, 12:37. It's the Texas legislature versus Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok.
In the social media Wild West, just about anyone can sign up for an account, including minors.
Our children are not the customers of these platforms. They are the commodity
being traded.
Texas State Representative Shelby Slauson says the youngest users may or may not understand what they're signing up for.
Their young minds are being shaped by addictive algorithms, and their attention spans are being captured and curated in directions that serve corporate bottom lines.
Her proposal would require parental consent for anyone under 18 to open a social media account. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Experts say swatting calls are on the rise this year, and schools have been frequent targets.
Swatting, criminals phoning in fake threats to 911, has been around for years, but experts say the calls have at least doubled over the last year, and now hoaxers are using artificial intelligence. Former FBI agent James Turgle.
This is all voiced over the internet. It's all using AI and other tools.
Turgle saying swatters are using the latest tech to report or threaten phony bombings or shootings.
You're using a voice over IP. So these are not, you know, old analog phones that are being used to call these in.
Since last June, about 250 colleges and 100 high schools have gotten swatted. Forensic psychologist Tammy Hughes worries about the effect on children forced to evacuate and their families.
Not only is it a traumatizing response to the people in the building and the teachers in the building, but it also sort of ripples out.
Swatting calls targeting campuses cause chaos and confusion and force law enforcement to expend vital resources. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Utah is the number one state in the search for artificial intelligence.
Yaks examine Google keywords, a search terms frequently used by people interested in AI, then configured those numbers with most common uses. And it turns out we use AI most for art, for human voice generator, and for music, animation, and resume writing. Overall, the most common use of artificial intelligence in the U.S. is for art. Second most popular is voice generator, followed by music, then animation. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's get an update from Ricky Meese.
You are going to see a little bit of a reduced speed, but no delays, and it's due to a right lane restricted due to road work. Northbound Legacy going through West Bountiful. Here in the valley, we still have the ramp closed due to this crash. It's from northbound Mountain View Corridor to go eastbound on the 21st South Freeway. The main flow of the 201 in that spot is just fine. No other problems on the Valley freeways. Advanced Window Products, high-efficiency windows, $2,000 off 10 windows or more for a limited time. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A beautiful spring day with temperatures in the mid-60s today, mostly sunny skies. Overnight lows mid-40s, 72 tomorrow for a high. Breezy though by afternoon, partly cloudy skies. Backdoor cold front will drop temperatures into the upper 60s on Friday, but mostly sunny. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 55 degrees, partly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's New News, we're going to go live to the Lori Vallow Daybell trial and get the very latest from KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell, who has been covering that trial today.
I got an email from a listener last week, Tim, that said, I'm ready to get started on the Soda Weight Loss Program. I love hearing from listeners, because if you have any questions, personal questions even, that you want to ask me, because I lost 34 pounds on soda, and I am glad to answer them. That, you know, you might want to know what it feels like, or whatever question it is, you can email me or reach out to me on social media. Let me tell you how great it works, number one, and number two, the important thing is that I've kept the weight off for over a year now, and you will too.
Yeah, and so that's the main message. If you're ready to finally make this last weight loss effort the last one you're ever going to have to do, Soda Weight Loss is for you. My daughter Amber lost 42 pounds, and as we've said so many times, it really just changes the way you look at food, and it will change your life, and you can stay with the program as long as you want it, no extra charge once you get to your goal weight. Find out more by finding them online at SodaWeightLoss.com. That's spelled S-O-T-A. Just think Tim and Amanda. Soda Weight Loss is state-of-the-art.
Mother, pronounced
Mama.
Mom!
Mom, where are the car keys?
She's a juggler of all things. This Mother's Day, celebrate her with fine jewelry from Shane Company. We have gifts in every price range. Beautiful jewelry that'll make her smile. Not sure what to get, Mom? Our classic styles make a great gift. Surprise her with a diamond necklace, an engravable locket, or lustrous pearls. Why not get her something colorful? We have an amazing selection of jewelry with colorful gemstones, from vibrant London blue topaz to sapphires in every color of the rainbow. Gold hoops are a lot of fun. She can wear them anywhere, to a soccer game or mom's night out. Shane Company's jewelry is designed by us, with attention to every detail, so you can be sure it's beautifully crafted and made to last a lifetime. Visit us for a Mother's Day gift wrapped with a bow and ready to give.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
No amplification, no distractions. Just pure beauty as 87 extraordinary artists come together to make music. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at UtahSymphony.org or by calling 801-533-NOTE. Coming up at the Symphony, Strauss's suite from Der Rosenkavalier vividly portrays key moments from the opera's witty and wise tale of a love triangle. And the Symphony's own principal bassoon Laurie Wick and principal clarinet Tad Kalkara shine in a piece Strauss imagined as a dance between a bear and a princess. Then, on May 19th and 20th, Olivier Messiaen's monumental Turangalia Symphony featuring Utah Symphony pianist Jason Harding. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So don't make
you. Register for breaking news alerts by texting the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line. Just text the word news to 57500. KSL News Time 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Lake Powell is expected to rise anywhere from 50 to 90 feet this summer. Experts say if it rises by 70 feet, it could open some areas that have been closed for a while. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, an update in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. In court testimony this afternoon, we heard Tylee Ryan's death has been ruled a homicide. Investigators say they don't know the exact cause. Third, traffic and weather together. Ricky?
We have the ramp still closed from northbound Mountain View Corridor to join eastbound on the 21st South Freeway. No estimated time as to when they are going to have that ramp reopened and this crash to be cleared. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny skies today with a high of 64. I'm Matt Johnson.
We're getting close to 60, 59 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Biden following bilateral talks with South Korea's president say both countries are pledging to build on the alliance over the past 70 years by preparing for current and future challenges, including economic and the nuclear threat by North Korea.
Our mutual defense treaty is ironclad.
President Biden, who launched his re-election bid this week, also asked by ABC's Mary Bruce to comment on recent polls showing the majority of Americans don't think the 80-year-old should run for a second term.
The only thing I can say is that one of the things that people are going to find out, they're going to see a race, and they're going to judge whether or not I have it or don't have it.
Also today, Republican and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson announcing his candidacy for the 2024 presidential race. He's up against former President Trump and others for the nomination. It is day two of the defamation and battery assault trial against former President Trump. Author E. Jean Carroll accuses Trump of sexually assaulting her in the 1990s, allegations he denies. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. For the first time, we know how investigators believe J.J. Vallow died as the medical examiner testifies in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell is live in Boise with the latest. And Hugo, in court today, you heard from the forensic pathologist about the deaths of Lori Vallow Daybell's two children. Boy, some pretty dark details coming out of court today.
Yeah, Maria. So forensic pathologist Dr. Garth Warren, he took the stand this morning and really almost immediately told the court just how young JJ was killed, which was he died by asphyxiation by method of bag over the head. The other details he gave was that JJ's hands and ankles were bound. He also had bruises on his upper arms that were there before he died. So painting a pretty violent picture right there to the court, which today was absolutely packed compared to the last couple. So we obviously, people knew that this sort of testimony was coming.
This, yeah, pretty hard testimony to hear, though. Are the grandparents of these children still in court? And what kind of reaction have you seen from those relatives?
Well, Larry and Kay Woodcock were not in court. They have avoided it today. And when they started giving testimony yesterday from Special Agent Steve Daniels, who was part of the forensic FBI team who actually recovered the remains, Larry and Kay Woodcock, they also weren't there for that. So I think they're getting a little bit of a heads up from certain court officials, just letting them know that these next few days are going to be pretty graphic and pretty horrible, and they certainly are proving to be so.
We also heard today about the death of Lori Vallow-Daybell's husband's former wife. What can you tell us about that?
So, no, Maria, I think you're getting a little bit mixed up there. We've been hearing about the children only today.
Okay.
So, Tylee Ryan, her death was declared as a homicide. Now, that seems obvious to a lot of people who know the case. But what that means is basically the forensic pathologist, when a body is presented to them that's in such a way as Tylee's were, you know, dismembered, burnt, unidentifiable as a human being, they have to take a step back after they've done all of their toxicology reports and that sort of thing, and basically look at the body and the case in a total way, and that's how they are allowed to determine that although they can't pinpoint exactly how she died, they can pinpoint that it was certainly homicide.
All right, Hugo, thanks for your update today. And that is KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell. He's live in Boise. He will bring us more of the latest on the trial this afternoon during Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.